The year they built the TV tower, I was half-stuck up in love with Shafti Shraida's daughter, Flyda. I was only almost 16, and Flyda was almost 16, too, and I had been in love with her all the way since we were only almost 14, when she looked at me in her little pocket mirror from where she was sitting in the next row in school, and I just went half-stuck up in love. And now we were both almost 16, and everything should have fit together real nice. Only when you are almost 16, the whole world seems to get in the way of things that you want, because when you are only almost 16, you don't have a driver's license. That's where the puzzle doesn't fit. That's how come the weeds grow in the garden. I mean, me and Flyda were going pretty good. Like, I walked with her home from choir practice 3 times, and one Sunday after dinner, when I knew that her brothers weren't at home, I went to visit her, and we went for a walk down to the big ditch that cuts us off from the States. The new TV tower was there on the state side, and we talked about how scary it would be to have to climb all the way to the top to screw in a new light bulb. And we talked about some of the funny things people said when they were first building the tower. Like some said you wouldn't even have to buy a TV, because the tower was so close that all you would need would be rabbit ears with a white cloth hanging over it, and you would be able to see the picture. Others said that they were going to put a big ball at the top of the tower with a helicopter. And some said no, they would put big mirrors on the top, because with TV you had to have mirrors because of the picture. And so some right away said that if you wanted to watch the TV, you would just need to line a mirror up with the tower and you would be able to see it. Flight and me laughed ourselves over these stories, and I was feeling pretty good and was sneaking my hand close to Flyda's so that I could maybe hold it a little bit, because when you are half-stuck up in love with a girl, you should hold hands with her. But when my finger touched her hand just a little bit, she said she would have to go back home, because her mom and dad were going to visit some cousins, and she wanted to go with. So we walked back to her place, and I didn't try to take her hand, but I was still feeling okay, and I was thinking that I would come back the next Sunday in the evening, because it is maybe easier to do such things in the evening. But when I did, the next Sunday, Flyda was not home, and then after I found out that she had gone to the Nitschi show with some Schladenz from Altbergtal, and I mean I was feimäßig mad over that, but what can you do when you are only almost 16? Then the next Sunday in Sunday school, Stammgaufel Friesen had the nerve to say that girls mature faster than boys. And the girls all sat there with their noses just a little bit higher, and I thought, that's just what we need for girls to hear, and they will all be going out with grandfathers like that Schladenz from Altbergtal, who is 17 or 18 or 19 even. Something must be wrong with such old farts as that they can't pick up girls their own age. Mature faster? Stammgaufel must think that girls are like grain or something, that he talks about maturing faster. It's just something else against you when you are only almost 16. Why can't the world do nothing right and let people hang around with their own age? Well, even when you are half-stuck up in love and floating in a sea of heartbreak, your Muratja still makes you stand up in the morning and go to Weed Beats by Yat-Yat Leiven's place. And on the beet field I make the time seem not so long by pointing my eyes all the time to Stremel Stace's long legs that are sticking out from her blue jeans that are cut off quite high from the knee and are getting burned in nice and brown from the sun. And it seems like if I let myself, I could fall into love with her quite easy, even if she is 16 already. But come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Still, it's nice to have Stremel weeding in front of me in the next row, and if I don't look at Stremel, I can look at her sister Schups, who is 14 only, and her legs are shorter, but they are so nice and smooth and have more curve than Stremel's, and if I was a cradle robber, I could let myself fall into love with her too. But I say to myself that I'm only practicing looking for Flyda, and that even if the Stace girls have nice legs, for sure they couldn't be so nice as Flyda's, even if I have only seen Flida's up to her knees when she has a dress on in church. A man needs a woman his own age, and that is Flida Schreider. But the Stace girls are nice to have on a beet field. So anyways, on Sundays after dinner, Hova Jake usually picks me up. Hova Jake is only almost 16 too, but he has this grandfather that's 90 years old and can't drive his own car anymore. So Hova Jake drives it for him, and they come to pick me up, and we go looking at the crops, me in the back seat and Hova behind the steer, and the grandfather sitting on the woman's side, looking out the window and knocking sunflower seeds or sucking on a cigarette holder. And it sure is exciting riding around in the back seat with Hova Jake singing while he drives, because the old Plymouth doesn't even have a radio, and the old grandfather is singing his own song in flat German or Russian and qualming smoke from a cigarette. It is a terrible thrill to ride around like that, but it is better than staying home and playing catch with yourself. Then one Sunday, Hova Jake comes on Sunday evening to pick me up, and his grandfather isn't with, and Hova says, "Come on, Yash, let's take some girls along." My heart starts to clapper real fast, and I think maybe I should go to the Beck house, but I creep in the car, and as we drive along, I ask Hova, "Well, which girls do you want to take with?" And he says, "Let's see if Flida Schreider is at home." And my heart clappering speeds up so much I think it will bounce right through my ribs, but I say, "Well, for sure." I start to wonder right away whose she will be if she comes along. And I wish I had smeared on some of Furatje's green Raleigh shaving lotion after I did the chores, but it's too late now because I can see Shafti Schreider's place already. And I am hoping that Flida is at home, and I am hoping that Flida isn't at home, and I am terribly scared that if she is at home, she will say no, and I am terribly scared that she will say yes to Hova Jake, and I am scared, too, that she will say yes to me. And I wonder if Hova Jake is scared, too, but I sure can't say what he feels because he is humming "Just As I Am Without One Plea." And I wish there was a radio in the car, because listening is easier than talking. "Are you going to talk?" Hova asks when he slows down by Shafti Schreider's driveway. And before I know what I'm saying, my mouth says, "Sure, okay." And then my heart clappers 100 miles an hour. Then there is Flida, sitting on the porch steps, playing with a cat. And she has her hair in rollers, and she is wearing short pants with no shoes. Hova honks his horn. Flida looks at us, but she doesn't stand up. And I wonder me a little, how come she would have her hair in curlers on a Sunday evening?